enough to get married and have your own family, they'll give you a piece of land to build your house on. You have to buy it.
Now, on a buggy, well, on a car, a wagon, the things that came back, the traces were hitched to, or the, was the, you know what the single tree was, or the double tree? The double tree? The thing that kept the horses apart, separate.
At the door in the middle, you're talking about?
Yeah.
I've never seen none like, I've seen them, but we never used them down here. It was mostly that two, that one on each side of the horse. And that was made out of, you know, a piece of driftwood come in on the beach.
Yeah.
And it would be kind of a, let's say, 4 inches. And the back part of it, then it would come down to maybe 2 inches on the end, you know, it would taper off like an ice cream cone as it came to the end, where the other part would hook on, where a chain would hook on, or rope, whatever they used, and then they used pieces of rope.
Yeah. Did you ever drag, like, things around here? Did you have any apparatus that you would use to, what would you drag around here? I mean, did you drag wood, or?
Everything was done with it. They had what they call a traîneau, which is a flat piece of a little platform, like this would be it right here, yep. And underneath right here and there, they would put a thicker piece, maybe like a 4x4,
yep.
But it was a log then, because they didn't have 4x4s, it was a round thing, and they would put that to that, and then the horse would drag that, and they'd load everything onto that and take it home.
Yeah.
Go to the beach, get it and bring it home, drag it, because you didn't have, the streets were dirt, you know, dirt roads, you didn't have no, blacktop street like you got down. Clam shells came in years later after the outhouse went out.
Yeah.
And clam shells came in.
And you just tied a rope to it and
They had a rope going up to the horse. You put the same collar on the horse as you did for the wagon, but you just had a rope, two ropes going to that collar and hooking on, and you would drag that because it wasn't nothing fancy. It was just a straight drag, no backing up or nothing.
Yeah. The horse just
dragged that home. You could send him home. He was so used to going home from the beach, he'd give him a little slap and he'd go home with it.
Yeah. Okay. Now the wagons fit on, the wheels of the wagon fit on the...
They fit on the, today on an automobile, you call that on a frame or on the axle is what it is.
Yeah.
And really what it was an axle.
When did you learn to drive?
The automobile?
Yeah.
Well, we had cars. I learned it. I was about 16 years old.
Yeah.
A friend of mine had a car, and he was courting a young lady down the street there, and wanted nobody to see his car, so he used to tell us, well, we'll take a ride in the car. We learned how to drive like that. We're no fools. And, you know, you just play around with it until you learn how to drive, and that's how I learned how to drive.
Did y'all have, tell me about the roads. Well, first you had dirt roads, and then you got...
Then you had a few shells on the road. But then you have to go from here to Golden Meadows on what they call a shell road, and it would make a washboard. When the women used to wash for a long time, go here with little waves on it.
Washboard road.
Washboard road. So you'd tremble, by the time you get to Golden Meadows, every part of the body was loose. You didn't have to go to a chiropractor to get loose in the bones. They were loose when you got there. Of course, you didn't make trips like that often. That was to go from here to Golden Meadows, which is 30 miles, you had to plan that for a month. That was a trip that was planned like I'd get on a plane to then go to Europe. You know, we planned that months ahead of time. Well, we got to go to, usually the old timers had to bring their boats to Golden Meadows to put it on dry dock, what they call a dry dock, but we call it a wave, you know. You would just pick it up then, paint it. Usually everybody gets their boat ready to go fishing around for what they call the August season. It opens in August. Right before the season, everybody paints their boat and gets their gear ready because they've been dormant for 2 or 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big thing to paint the boat and all that. The kids used to get to go to watch Daddy paint the boat. You could swim in the bayou while they were painting the boat. While they were doing the work, you were swimming, you know, right down the back, right here. And then that was the greatest thing, man, get that boat ready. And then the priest, of course, we have blessed the boat. Blessing of the fleet is a big thing around this spot because most of the people on the island, in fact, all the natives of Grand Island except were Catholics. They had no other church down here. Always Catholic, born and raised Catholic.